Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're back. Let's go. As we said all day today, we will take time to do picks. We'll go around the league a little bit. But other than that, it's all calls all day until we finally bid you adieu. And about six, it's just probably be me giving you some thoughts as I say goodbye. But this is the final show today after a run that began back in, I'd say the first show I did, I think, was 2 weeks after Fan was on the air. So it was mid-July, I guess, 87. In the afternoon drive, it was, I was in the afternoon drive a lot in 88 because Pete was out a lot. But and I filled in a lot. I filled in for the first time. My first show ever in afternoon drive was Thanksgiving Day, 1987. That was my first show ever in afternoon drive. I did that Friday and Thursday and Friday of Thanksgiving weekend in 1987. That was my first ever. And then 1989, Mike and the Mad Dog on September 5th began. And then today, it's a little weird looking up at a sign that has my name as the name of the studio now, which they already put on the wall. So it looks a little weird seeing that today. So, cleaning out my office today too, which I'm in the midst of doing. I had Will come and get all the junk out and throw it away. Get rid of all the books and take a couple of things home, and then I just got to clean it out today when I leave, and that's it. We move on to other things, and that's the way things work. Dan in Hoboken, what's up, Dan?
Hey, Mike, and just wanted to say congratulations on
Thank
a great
you.
Career, and
Thank
I look
you.
Forward to seeing what's next. Mike, as a frustrated Mets fan for a long time, a lot of your rants come to mind, and I wanted to know if there's anything, any particular memory, any blow you kind of look back on.
I apologize. Can you give me one more time? I didn't hear enough of it. I guess we lost him. I apologize. I couldn't make it. I know what you said about the Mets. I gather what you were saying was the Mets. I mean, yeah, there was some good Met rants. I mean, there really were. There was one, a couple. I mean, when they were going particularly bad, when I really got on them one day, they were an afternoon game. Where I just let him have it, that was a pretty good one a couple of years ago. John in Long Beach, what's up, John?
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
This is John from Long Beach. Yeah. I just wanted to congratulate you run there.
Thank you.
And sitting here in the snow down at the beach, and I was just thinking about you. I used to play ball with your brother.
Right.
And
are you a West End guy?
Yes, I am.
What block?
Kentucky Street.
Kentucky Street. Okay, good. Well, nice to talk to you. Thank you, John.
Okay.
I appreciate it. And thanks for the words. That's good to hear from the West End, which is home. So Kentucky is, Long Beach is all the state people on real streets. Very narrow streets with a lot of houses. That's kind of how it is at beach communities where, properties at a premium. So the houses are very close together. Where we lived growing up, the houses in the summertime when you'd have the windows open, you had to watch what you said because the person next door could hear you. I mean, it was some of the houses were that close. They were right on top of each other. They really were. Like, you could have houses, people sleeping when the screens, when it was really warm, before people, put a lot of air conditioners in the windows, which is more recently than before. But before they had a lot of air conditioners in there, you would have windows where they were like 4 feet apart, and it wasn't much you missed. That's for sure. John in Morristown, what's up, John?
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Good, John.
And first time, long time.
What's happening?
I'm just interested. What do you think are the top three storylines in sports over the next couple years?
One more time?
Yeah, the top three storylines in sports over the next year or so.
What are the top three storylines in sports over the next year or so? I mean, you want me to predict, to try and get a crystal ball and see what they're going to be the biggest stories? Or what are the three things that are impacting sports? I'm not sure what the question is. I mean, what's the three biggest things that you could say was going to happen in sports over the next few years? I'm not sure. That's a little weird. I mean, as far as that's concerned, I mean, there's a couple of things when you look forward that you can see. Like, number one, the NFL has got to work its way through this whole issue with the national anthem. I mean, they clearly have to work their way through that. I don't know exactly now how they're going to do that, but they need to do it. And, somewhere along the way, they need to do that. This will be the NFL's, you would hope, their biggest week this week, in that they have the big game. They have the game on Thursday. I mean, on Sunday at 4 o'clock, you have Pitt and you have New England. So you have a game that people can finally really get excited about. You have some good matchups this week. You got Aaron Rodgers coming back this week. So those are positives. They really are. But as far as that, I don't know how to exactly answer that question. Dan in Chatham, New Jersey. What's up, Jan?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
What's happening?
Just wanted to call and say congratulations. You're a legend in this city. I work a lot of shifts on the road. You got me through a lot of those shifts on the 1 to 6:30s. Wanted to thank you for that. And I wanted to tell you that your show after 9/11 was probably my highlight of your career, and that that helped a lot of people in an unexpected way. So thanks a lot for that.
Thank you. I mean, I don't know if that it did that, but you know, that day, working that day, was a very interesting show for me, a challenging show that day when I worked. It really was. It was such a odd experience going through that. And just as, you know, you really don't know what the next moment's going to bring, what the next chapter is, what the information is going to be, as we, you know, was learned things so slowly that day. I remember it like it was yesterday, but who could ever forget it, as a matter of fact. Scott in Bayonne, what's up, Scott?
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good, thank you. What's up?
Good. I'm 30 years old. I've been listening in my whole life, from in the car seat with my dad to Bar A and Radio City with you and Dog, to now driving with my my pregnant wife, who doesn't like you nearly as much as my dad did. But just want to say thank you. And anytime you're in Bayonne, you got a drink on anybody in there, because we love you. But my question is, who do you think is the most underappreciated athlete, in your opinion, in the New York area, New York, New Jersey area, throughout the time you've been on air?
One more time.
Who's the most underappreciated athlete, do you think, in the New York, New Jersey area? Since you've been on air.
Interesting. The most underappreciated athlete. You know, that's a very good one. Well, I would think it probably would be, it wouldn't be somebody in baseball, because I don't think anybody's that underappreciated, or football, where there's a lot of attention. I mean, it could easily be a hockey player, because they don't get the attention, maybe, that, you know, especially somebody who's a non-Ranger. Could be one of them. You know, somebody who was really good on the Devils, or somebody good on the Islanders like Tavares, or somebody like one of the great Devils, it could have been. You know, someone like that, because I think that's probably the more likely one that would not get the attention they deserve more than anybody else. You know, so I would probably pick somebody from one of those teams, because I can't think of one of the Yankees not getting attention. There's no Yankee I would think that I'd say, boy, didn't get enough attention. I mean, I can think of guys that could have used a little more attention, you know, through the years with the Yankees, but I can't think of someone where I'd say they really were underappreciated, you know. So I would think it would probably be a hockey player, most likely, the way things would work out. John in Bushwick, New York. What's up, John?
Hey, Mike. What's up? I just want to thank you, because when I first started working with my dad 6 years ago, we didn't really have a relationship, and we would put you on, and we immediately had something to talk about. So I just want to thank you for improving my relationship with my father over the years. My question for you is, if you were the GM of the Mets, what would be the big moves you would have to make in order to keep the Mets relevant?
I don't think there's one move to make them relevant. I think the first thing the Mets need is a little bit of luck in terms of health. They need to have their pitching healthy. They can't go out and replenish their pitching staff. They need it to be healthy. They need guys they have to be healthy. They need to get something out of Harvey. They need to hopefully get either Mats or Wheeler to be healthy. They need to have Syndergaard and DeGrom be healthy. If they have that, they have a nucleus of their team. It looks like they're going to, you know, it looks like they have put a little bit of an accent on the bullpen, which is a positive. And then they're going to go out and they're going to pick up, you know, not one guy, but pick up a couple of guys. But I would suggest they pick up one really legitimate bat to legitimize that lineup, and also just to protect them in case Conforto isn't able to go. Kevin in New Jersey. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, Mike. First off, thank you so much for everything you've done throughout your career. It's really obviously impacted the New York and Jersey sports scene. And for me personally, it's been one of those things where, you know, it's gone from me being in the car with my father back in the 90s, now with me and my three-year-old son in the car. So it's kind of been a you know, generational impact that you've had. And also, I can't not forget to mention Mongo Nation on Twitter, who has kind of been my home away from home as I've moved up and down the East Coast.
Yeah, they've been great
over the past few years.
You know, whole thing with the Mongo Nation and all the different things where the guys have on social media, and they've been an amazing following, because it's not just that they're there. They're also, they show up at events. I mean, they show up in droves at events. So it's, you know, they've made their presence felt wherever I am. They're always showing up. So from that standpoint, they've really been an incredibly loyal fan base and a terrific addition to the program in recent years, which is why I obviously thought so, because I named the horse after the group. So, you know, that's why, you know, I started treating that whole base that way. So they really were a terrific addition to the program and to just the whole experience of what we do. Brian in Wading River, what's up? Oh, let me get to Steve first, then we'll get to Brian. Steve, go ahead.
Hey, Mike, always want to say this, first time, long time.
Thank you. Are you first time, long time? Okay.
Absolutely. You know, I listen to you all the time, a lot of entertaining. I remember years ago when the Yankees became relevant again, and you guys used to do those audio clips just to annoy the dog, and I'd be sitting here with my son, he was like 7 years old, and we'd laugh and laugh and laugh. Most of my sports memories with my son are always involved listening to you. I disagreed with you more times than I agreed with you.
That's okay.
Turned you off 1,000 times, but I always turned you back on. You create.
Well, thank you. You know what? That's the idea. No one. I wouldn't want you to greet me all the time. It'd be no fun. It really wouldn't. Chris in Center Reach. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Mike. Just want to say congratulations and thank you for getting me through hours on the Long Island Expressway.
Thank you.
I'd like to ask you, what do you think is the motive with, like, an athlete like Muhammad Wilkerson and just not showing up to meetings? And
I think he's done. Like, he knows he's done, and he's acting out because he knows the franchise has had it with him. So they know he knows now he has no future there. So that's how he decided to display his frustration. He should have thought of it a long time ago when he, instead of giving them a reason to go to think about, you know, going past him in the future, he clearly has worn out his welcome. It's not a secret that he had worn out his welcome. Now it's obvious to everybody he's worn out his welcome, and that's it. You know what? His career with the Jets is coming to an end. That's all there is to it. And he's been a big disappointment. He really has. Anthony in Tom's River. What's up, Anthony?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I just wanted to thank you for all your years on the radio. My first memories was when I was 15 with you and Dog on the radio going up to Yankee Stadium with my dad. And I've actually been able to call you a few times, and you've been really generous to me. So I thank you for that. The question I have for you is there a story, and more so particularly in New York, that you wish you could have covered? Like, for example, the Knicks winning an NBA championship or the Jets going to and winning a Super Bowl?
You can give me either one of those anytime you want. So, yes, I mean, that would be that. Hey, listen, anytime you can get a run, a championship run or any kind of run with any one of these teams, I think it's a very special time. So I think anytime, you know, we have a lot of teams in this town. If you can get them to, you know, rev it up and get something going and really take a deep run, those are very much, very much, you know, relished. Now, when you look at it in this town, there hasn't been a whole lot of times. You know, the Mets have done it a couple of times, but infrequently. And obviously the Yankees and the Giants have made a practice of it, but that's why they're the Yankees and the Giants. You know, that's the way it works. Back after a quick update with the Mink Man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.